Today, we're diving into an issue that affects millions of men but isn't talked about nearly enough, mental health and the silent struggles so many men face. And on the line to chat to us is leading crisis intervention specialist Gary Fay. Good morning, Gary.
G'day, Amanda. It's great to talk to you. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. I just want to know, in your experience, what are some of the biggest mental health challenges men face today?
Well, I think straight off the bat, one of the biggest mental health challenges men face is actually recognising that mental health is something that they're struggling with. And I heard you mention just in the opening there that it's affecting millions of men, but that has a carry-on effect too to millions of families. And at the moment, you know, times are tough for a lot of people out there. There's a lot of cost of living crises. There's also a lot of pressure put on people, put on families about how they should be living their lives. And men feel these as much as women do, and a lot of men internalise those, and they sometimes lead to quite detrimental outcomes.
So do you think societal expectations around masculinity play a role in how men handle mental health issues?
I think they add to the difficulty. Certainly there's been some valuable conversation over the last, recent period, 10 years or so, that has started to challenge ideas of masculinity, and to a lot of people that can create a level of confusion, things that they once believed to be true no longer. And that often leaves, people's brains in that state of confusion and not knowing where to go for answers.
So why do you think many men struggle to open up about stress and emotional struggles?
I think it's probably been a generational thing. A lot of us, I say us, I'm one of those. I'm a 48-year-old, man from Western Sydney. And we grew up in eras that that strength and toughness was about putting your head down and getting back to work and muscling through and hardening up. And that's come through a lot of generations. And there is some relevance and reason for that. But it also probably missed a very large section of what is needed, and that is recognition when struggles are hitting.
So what are some common warning signs that a man may be struggling but not seeking help?
I think there's some warning signs that most men will probably recognise if they start to reflect back. Sometimes they're the common ones that they might be engaging in maladaptive practices, you're drinking, maybe some drug use, negative thoughts, gambling behaviour or risky behaviour. But sometimes it's subtle, like withdrawing from mates, withdrawing from family, feeling as though you're alone or that you can't connect with anybody that you love, and starting to have some of those troubling feelings. They're all warning signs that maybe there's something you need to explore further. Not that anything's wrong, but that maybe something needs to be explored.
Is there anything that families can do to help?
Certainly, I think what everybody can do is make the environment such where people feel safe to be vulnerable. I think that is a difficulty. It's very difficult for anybody to feel vulnerable, and especially men to feel vulnerable. And I think families can make a safe environment where judgment is less, support is greater. And I know a lot of families do that. And It's often very difficult for a man who's struggling to recognise that, but I think creating those spaces, maybe even sharing some of your own vulnerabilities, can often allow other people to voice theirs.
So if a man sort of says, "Okay, I'm going to go and see a counsellor," how important is it for him to find one that understands him?
Well, I think it's vital. I think the first point is it's vital that if a man is struggling, that he seeks that support. I think that's the very first vital step. But it's also vital to ensure that you keep looking for a path that is right for you. And not all counsellors are right for all people at all stages. It's very important that we have more voices that resonate with men, I think. And that tends to be an issue. If a man does turn up to a counsellor who is a counsellor or a psychologist who I'm sure are very good at their job, but if they don't resonate and they can't relate to the man and to the man's struggles, he might find it a little more challenging. He might find it more difficult to be vulnerable, to be open and actually to share some of those struggles, and certainly to take on any of the action items. So I think it's important to take the first step and reach out. And then I also think it's vital that we search for the right type of help.
So if they don't like the one that they're seeing, then they can go and see someone else. It makes sense.
Absolutely. And I think this is the same for This is the same for relationships. This is the same for jobs. There is somebody out there for everybody. And it's not always the first person's door that you walk through, and that's okay. And it's nothing against you walking through the door if the relationship doesn't work. Sometimes relationships don't work, and it's nothing against either party. But it's important to keep opening up some doors until you find one that does.
Okay. Well, for men who may be hesitant to ask for help, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say to start asking questions of themselves. You can start to have that conversation with yourself and start to explore some of those feelings. It's very difficult to take the first step, but I know from personal experience that once you do, there is a great sense of relief and I've got to be honest, a realization that everybody is there to help you. And so if you are struggling to open up, I don't care if it's to your wife, to a friend, to a doctor, to a stranger on the street, anybody that you might feel at least a tiny bit comfortable with, get it out of your head first and then follow the next steps after that.
And same goes for women as well, I guess.
Absolutely. This isn't a gender-specific topic. It's an area that I work more closely with, but it certainly isn't a gender-specific topic. And you know, mental health does affect everybody. Men's mental health affects women and families, as does women's mental health affect the others as well. So you know, I think it's important for all of us to be having these conversations and reminding ourselves that, again, there is somebody for everybody and we're not all the same, but we all deserve the same outcomes.
Well, hopefully you've helped a few people today. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Gary. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, Amanda. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. If you're feeling like you need support, Lifeline is available to help, so you can give them a call on 13 11 14.